Yeah, he definitely was. She'd caught him fucking another woman in the bedroom they'd shared for almost a year, in the apartment they'd picked out together after being in a 2-year relationship together. It had been one of the waitresses who worked in the diner he owned, which was less than a block from where they lived. Apparently, they'd gone up for a quickie, Hank assuming Stevie wouldn't be back before her shift.
I heard you walked out on him. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, she said, trying to erase the horrendous image burned into her brain.
Where are you staying? John asked.
I don't know. I just threw a few things in a suitcase and walked out. The small case and a couple of garment bags were in the trunk now, and she had no idea where she was going to sleep tonight.
You know you can stay with us until you figure things out.
Her heart swelled at John's generous invitation, but she knew things had been tense between him and Derek recently.
It's okay, John. You two need to focus on your own relationship right now. You don't need me getting in the way.
But neither one of us would want to see you out on the street. She knew they'd work out their problems. She'd seen them do it before. They would hit a rough patch, then do what it took to get things back on track. The two men were truly in love, but she needed to give them the time and space to do that.
I am not crashing on your couch, and that's final.
She smiled, though I really appreciate the offer.
Okay, but I want you to call us as soon as you know where you're staying, John said.
Don't worry, I've got it covered. But Stevie knew that, despite her words, John would worry about her.
You don't have a passenger right now, do you?
She grinned, as if she'd let him keep talking about this if she had.
No, it's just me.
Well, at least now you know why your sex life dried up over the past few months. You thought it was because of the hours you kept, but now you know it's because Hank was getting some on the side. The sex between her and Hank had been good. Who was she kidding? It had been fabulous, and she'd mistaken that for love. But now she knew it was just chemistry, a chemistry that seemed to have faded for Hank, leaving her sexually frustrated with diminishing self-esteem. She wished she could find something like what John and Derek had, someone who really cared about her, about how she felt, and what she wanted.
Now you can find some good-looking guy and get laid, John said. That'll lift your spirits.
You make it sound like a trip to the spa.
Well, do that too, but I highly recommend the man first.
Stevie heard the passenger door open.
In fact, John continued, I think you should just screw the next guy that gets into your cab.
I have to go, I have a fare, Stevie said hastily and hung up, hoping to hell her new passenger hadn't heard John's last remark. She glanced in the mirror at the well-dressed man in the back seat. He was strikingly handsome, with thick, wavy, chestnut-brown hair, a square jaw and full lips, and stunning, cobalt-blue eyes. He wore an expensive suit, Armani, that accentuated his broad shoulders and trim waist. The man clearly worked out regularly. Her heart thumped as an electrical surge of attraction coursed through her. Even more than his exceptional physical good looks, there was a blatant masculine intensity, a mesmerizing aura of raw sexuality about him that made it hard for her to take her eyes off him.
Good evening, sir. Where to?
I have 2 stops to make this evening, but first I need to ask you something. Then his gaze locked with hers in the mirror. For some reason, that look, filled with calm authority and almost aggressive confidence, made her feel like an ill-behaved schoolgirl.
And what is that, sir?
Does your boss often recommend that you cheat your customers?
Cheat?
Oh, damn. He meant John's comment about screwing her client.
Oh, no, sir, that's not what he meant.
Then her cheeks went cherry red. It was just an inappropriate comment. And that wasn't my boss. He was a friend of mine. So please don't blame the cab company. He continued to gaze at her, assessing.